Sheriff Tony Furyk says they're taking statements from site workers and won't make a determination until Friday. GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz says some tires were slashed, tools were tossed, and a hydraulic lever was damaged when about a dozen people came out of the woods 9:30 that morning.
They ran in dressed in black and with their faces wrapped in kind of a turban. The people up there said it looked like Al-Qaeda, and they yelled profanities and threats.
Absolutely not.
That's Bill Hart with the Pinocchi Hills Education Project, which opposes the mine. He was on the drill rig site half an hour after the incident and knows people involved.
The people I saw, I knew a couple of them. Some of them were wearing black jeans, but they were, you know, clean-cut kids, most of them were. And I call them kids because they're probably in their early 20s. Calling them a terrorist is kind of laughable.
Hart says this small group made mistakes by damaging equipment and scaring workers. He says none are part of the LCO harvest camp or are tribal members. On Saturday, activists will walk to the rig. Seitz doesn't expect a repeat of Tuesday's trouble.
As long as we can keep separation between them, you know, we have no problem with protesters coming out.
Roz Nelson of Washburn is organizing the walk through the woods.
It's not a protest. It's not a march. It's not a show of antagonism. I think the better word would be witness.
Drilling began Wednesday and will take several days to complete. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.